USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia has said that the threat of nuclear war is very significant, with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov saying the risk should not be underestimated. Britain's Armed Forces Minister James Heapy has downplayed the Russian threat, calling it bravado and Lavrov's trademark statement. The suspect caught on video taking a baby from his San Jose apartment kidnapped the infant while his grandmother was unloading groceries on Monday. Sergeant Christian Camarillo of the San Jose Police Department.
She took the baby in the apartment, went downstairs to unload some groceries, and that short amount of time, someone entered the apartment.
3-month-old Brandon Cuellar was wearing a white long-sleeve onesie with dinosaurs on it. The family of a Missouri teenager who died last month after he slid off an amusement ride in Orlando, Florida, filed a wrongful death lawsuit Monday. USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy.
As inflation continues to hurt the American consumer, the Biden administration continues to spend.
Inflation climbed by 8.5% through March, according to the Consumer Price Index. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says President Biden's reckless spending led us here.
Even as wage growth accelerated for a fifth straight month, workers' paychecks once again failed to keep pace with the steep surge of rising prices. Raises and bonuses are being swallowed by inflation. Real wages are down 2.7% year on year. Democrats' runaway spending has brought us runaway inflation.
The high rate of inflation in March was driven by big gains in food, gas, and shelter, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
NASCAR Racing moves into Dover, Delaware this weekend for a 400-mile race. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A judge has put a temporary restraining order on the Biden administration's efforts to end Title 42 protections at the U.S.-Mexico border. Democrat Senator Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts.
Title 42 is not consistent with our values, and it doesn't keep us safer. The Biden administration is putting plans in place to deal with people who are asking for amnesty and humanitarian relief at the border. But keep in mind, we need comprehensive immigration reform, and that's something all the Democrats are on board for.
Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt says this is all about getting future votes.
Well, it means that they want to let tens of millions of folks come here illegally. By some estimates, over Biden's 4 years, that could be 30 million people. That's the state of Texas. That's 5 Missouris, okay, of people coming here illegally, sent on midnight flights around the country. The Democrats right now are playing for keeps. They want to pack the court. They want to add states to the union. They want to federalize our elections. And now they want to add a whole Texas of illegal immigrants to this country. So it's up to the states to push back. That's what we're doing. But this is shocking, and this is the playbook, which is to open the border and provide amnesty.
A man was taken into custody Monday after leading police on a 2-hour joyride in a stolen Chicago Fire Department ambulance Monday afternoon. The 70-mile chase ended after a short foot pursuit. The name of the suspect was not released. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.